Now, if you will kindly turn with me to the book of Luke's Gospel, chapter 22, to take us back to that night when our Lord Jesus gathered his disciples for the last time to eat together and to leave his last words. I'm so happy to see all of you, especially our dear sister from China. I'm told that she's from China. She looks like it. All right. And I will have a further talk with you later. Amazing. How did you learn your English? You, in China, in school. Amazing. I didn't know there were English schools in China in the old days. Anyhow. Now, Luke's Gospel, chapter 22. Try and visualize a group of fisherfolk mostly and following the Lord Jesus for more than 3 years. Now is the last meeting with him. They had followed. Now there's no more following. The Lord is going to be crucified and then he's going to rise from the dead and then rise to heaven. No more to return until when? Until the second coming. Question, are you looking and laboring and working for the glorious day? What glorious day are we talking about? The return of our Lord Jesus Christ. Is that glorious day when, do you know what? All believers, you and me included, will be transformed and taken up into the skies. This is the great event waiting for you and me. Now Jesus says here, while you wait for the event, and I'm going to die for you, and then I'm going to rise from the dead. Verse 16, I say to you, I will not anymore eat with you until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and he gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine, that is, of this cup, until the kingdom of God shall come. And then he took the bread and said the same words and said, I will not eat of the bread anymore until the kingdom of God come. Do you follow? Now, my question is, are you looking forward to that day? Now turn to Revelation chapter 19. Chapter 19 of Revelation. Near, this is the three chapters from the last of the Bible. Revelation is the last book, and chapter 19 is the third last chapter. There is only 20, 21, 22. So this is the fourth last chapter, three more to follow this. Now what does Jesus say? Jesus says, these are the words of prophecy. I saw heaven open and a white horse. Something else more important is in verse 9. Please look back three verses to verse 9. And he said to me, write, are you there? Revelation 19:9. And he said to me, write, blessed are they which are invited, called means invited, unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are the true sayings of God. Our reading is up to here. All right. Now, do you see the promise? At the Last Supper, what did Jesus say? This is the last time, but I will eat with you again and drink with you in the kingdom of God when it comes. Question again, I've asked you, and you will never forget this. Will you be there? Oh, dear friends, it is a great promise and a great prospect given to you and me, believers, because that will be the greatest ever invitation ever given to you and to me. What does the invitation say? You as a believer are invited to the wedding marriage supper of the Lamb. Who is the Lamb? Who is the Lamb? Our Lord Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God who alone takes away the sins of the world. Who alone takes away your sins and my sins. For once and for all, on the cross of Calvary. Now, for believing in Him and trusting in Him at His table, He says this to you. I'm eating this with you. Eating and drinking. And there is a greater occasion coming very soon, described here in Revelation 19, verse 9. Will you be there? Verses 9 and 10 describe the great event. Dear friends, you say, who will be there? Answer, all believers who partake of the Lord's Supper at His table will be there. And this will be a great event because after that supper, do you know what will happen? Do you know what will happen? All the gathered saints and believers with the Lord Jesus shall return to earth in power and great glory. Where does it say so? Verses 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. All right, we read from verse 12. Verse 11. All right, read from verse 11. I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. Who is called Faithful and True? Can you guess? Only Jesus Christ is faithful and true. And He will sit on that white horse, and He will lead the armies of heaven, including those which will be carrying you and me on that night, on that day. And in righteousness He doth judge and make war. Verse 12. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and His head wore many crowns, and He had a name written that no man knew. He and only He Himself, and He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. Whose blood? Oh, dear friends, this picture representation of our Lord Jesus returning to earth in power and great glory is unmistakable. Who else will be clothed in pure white? Who else will be having that white apparel that he wears dipped in blood? Whose blood? His blood. His blood that is shed for us on the cross of Calvary. And with that blood, He will descend to earth. His, as it were, the mark of the Lord Jesus is the blood He shed on Calvary's cross. Verse 13. And He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And His name is called the Word of God. Ah, who is the Word of God? Who can be called the Word of God? Only Jesus and no one else. And He has alone the power to be called the Word of God. Read on. Verse 14. The armies of which were in heaven followed him. May I say this? I hope you and I will be on those horses following the Lord Jesus coming down to earth. This is a depiction of a prophetic event, something which you must not miss after the eating of the supper of the Lamb, just before this descent to earth. Verse 15, and out of his mouth grows a sharp sword. What is that sharp sword out of his mouth? Answer, very, very simple. The word of God is as it were a sword with two edges. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the cutting asunder of bones and marrows, and a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the head and the mind. Verse 15, out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, with it he shall smite the nations, all those nations that do not believe. On that day will be given the truth of God, that God, Jesus Christ, will go with the word of God for them to know who he is. And he will rule them with a rod of iron, that is his word. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of Almighty God. Pause and think. Today we approach unto our God, the God of grace and mercy. On that day he comes as God of righteousness and power. All those unbelievers on earth have only one thing to do: bow down and honor him as the one true living God. Read on, verse 16. And he hath on his vesture, on his thigh, a name written, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that were in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God. Amen. Now that's enough to convince you, if you're a believer. I pray and I trust all of us here are believers. Believers knowing the Lord as your Savior and God. Believers understanding the Word of God. Only Jesus Christ has given us the Word which we have received, and which has saved us and prepared us for our heavenly home. This is a picture and a description of the return of the Lord Jesus Christ to earth, to which you will be asked to join. You will be part of that entourage, as they call it, the great gathering, coming down from heaven. Will you be there? This is our prayer. Now we'll sing the closing hymn. The closing hymn is Near When This Passing World Is Done. Let me tell the story of this song. When This Passing World Is Done. Have you all got it? It's written by a man from Scotland called Robert Murray McChain. How come I got this hymn to put it into the songbook? From where? I was in Vancouver, and they were having a men's fellowship, and they sang this song. I said, that song is an amazing song. Where did it come from? And somebody, one of the local Canadians, said, I got it from Robert Murray McChain songbook. So that's how we have it here. Listen when I read. Please follow. When this passing world is done, when it has sunk your glorious Son. When we stand with Christ on high, looking over life's history, then, Lord, shall I fully know, not till then, how much I owe. What do we owe? What do we owe? We owe a debt that is irrepayable. God has sent His Son to be our Savior, and we have trusted in Him, and that one transaction, your trust and Jesus accepting you, has forgiven, cleansed you from all sins, past, present, future, all cleansed and make you fit for the heavenly home. So that's why when I heard this song, I said, we must have it in the songbook. Here it is. Let's arise to sing.